Hello once again. Welcome to episode 16 of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing your novel in 30 days. I am your host, Darren Blake, and although this podcast is all about National Novel Writing Month, we are not affiliated with NaNoWriMo in any way. Today, as threatened, is part two of my interview with Carl Hubert, whom I adore to pieces. In fact, I love him so much that even after we disconnected the interview portion of the program, we continued to talk for another 2 or 3 hours. It was a good opportunity to catch up with him, and I appreciate everything about him. And I hope you enjoy part two of the interview, which starts right now. Now, I have a highfalutin ideal.
Oh, God!
Yes, I do. I don't think I've asked any of my other interviewees this, but I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
And it's just because of something that you said earlier when you were talking about doing NaNoWriMo that it just kind of clicked with me, and I was like, I have to know if he believes this too. I believe that everyone has at least one novel inside them.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on that?
I would say you are correct. You say at least one. I would say probably a lot more than one. It's just a matter of getting on the screen or getting on the paper. So quite literally, anybody can do this. You know, you don't need special training. You don't need to be in a writing group. You don't need to be an English major or a literature aficionado. I mean, you could write anything you want as long as it's fiction, I think, is the rule. And it's cohesive sentences. I think anyone and everyone can have a story that they can come up with, there's the old, the ever popular write what you know adage. Change names, twist events around. I mean, geez, everyone's got a little bit of a dreamer in them, so work with that.
When I write Podcast the Novel, your name will become, one of the characters' names will be Lark.
Yes, Lark Brewhead. Yes. I may have to use that as an alternate Facebook ID. Anyways. Who's this Lark person? Oh, he seems fun. He posts the dankest memes. No. He's so wholesome. It's sad. It's all Bob Ross and Steve Irwin. R.I.P. But yes, everyone has a novel inside them. 4 minutes later. Because that's how my brain works.
At least yours works.
Well, it's a very, very, very... loose definition of work. It functions sometimes, maybe.
Earlier in our conversation, you said something about just giving up, and I'm going to ask a fairly rude question here, and you can tell me to go break myself if you want to. Do you believe giving up is a viable option when someone is doing NaNoWriMo?
You've kind of screwed me there, because I have the option to say go bleep yourself, and immediately I was like, I bleep me hard. No, but seriously, yes, there's absolutely plenty of circumstances that could arise that could, put a kibosh on it. Life happens, man. This sounds kind of wishy-washy, huggy-feely, bleeding heart, whatever you want to call it. Say you've been in a relationship for a while. That relationship ends. Happens to end on November 18th. You can't do it. You can't sit down and get the words out for whatever reason. Or, hey, say you have some other major loss in your life, or you're under a severe amount of stress that hits at once. Like, all of a sudden, you get a love letter from federal government saying, hi, we're going to audit your taxes, which they generally don't send out in November, but it could happen. Housing situation can change. All sorts of things can get into it. Or you could just hate the story so much you don't want to finish it, which has happened to me multiple times. I've gotten to a point where it's like, I really can't go anywhere with this that I like. There's nothing to salvage it. Now, 1 year, what I did do, it's one of the years I think I won, actually, was I took those first 11,000 words I made, and then I just hated it. And I inserted them back in as pieces of a failed novel that my new protagonist was working on. and it was showing up as snippets throughout the story. And I was like, oh, that's really artsy. I'm like, yeah, it's called cheating. But it works because it's
actually, I'm going to say, no, it's not cheating. Then the reason I'm going to say it's not cheating is that you had written those 11,000 words as part of NaNoWriMo, and you actually took a different tack than I would have taken, rephrase, than I have taken in a couple of cases. And that's simply to draw an imaginary line under it, and that line represents the stuff stinks, and start something else. You wrote it in November, so it counts, but now you're going to write a story that you like. Right. And you did it, you took it one better, and you incorporated it into the new story.
Yeah.
Okay. The main reason I wanted to ask you that question, though, I'm going to bring up another podcast that you were on. I need to dig these podcasts out and put them out again, because the old host that had stored these podcasts has deleted them. And I still have them. But
The service, you mean?
Yes. The service still exists, but it apparently went through and deleted the inactive podcasts.
Okay. So I found that out about a month ago, looking at your old podcasts. Because I was like, oh, I'd like to find old, you know, copies of mine. My old one that went so for so long. I think I did 10 whole episodes.
I probably still have them.
Yeah. There are multiple podcast services out there that probably more than likely have lifted those old episodes and thrown them up. I found multiple, at least three or four different sites that had all nine of my published episodes.
Oh, interesting.
From 10 years, this is over 10 years ago. So we're talking like 10, 15 years ago.
Wow.
I'm like, and I was, one of them was SoundCloud. I was like, holy crap. I have a SoundCloud, but I never podcasted from SoundCloud because I didn't find SoundCloud until I was done doing, you know, most of my podcasting.
Right.
I was like, holy crap. If you can remember a title or if you remember the name of your podcast, just do a Google or a DuckDuckGo search. I use DuckDuckGo because I'm crazy, but or something. 15 minutes with a search engine, you'll probably find them all.
Well, as I said, I still have them. I just want to put them up somewhere where they're not going to get deleted. The reason I had wanted to ask you that question was that some of the times that you said you have given up was simply that I'm not going to make the 50,000 words, so why try?
Yes.
Earlier in this conversation, you used the words, I'm going to paraphrase because my memory is not great, even if you only make 10,000 words, 20,000 words, 30,000 words.
Yep.
So where do you draw that line? Where is the right to give up versus do this anyway? I'll tell you the reason I'm asking this question. My personal philosophy, and this is coming from someone who has won NaNoWriMo every time he's done it, so take this with that salt lick that I talked about in the very, very first episode of this series.
Salty.
The only way to lose NaNoWriMo is to give up. Yeah. You may not win, but if you're still writing, if you keep going, if you push yourself, you're not going to lose.
Yeah.
So where's that line for you?
Really depends. Quite flippant, apparently. You're bringing up things I said 15 years ago. What is this? Some sort of witch hunt? No.
Actually, I'm kind of bringing stuff up that you said tonight too.
You're bringing up things I said 20 minutes ago. What is this? the political answer on that is I've evolved in my thinking since the last election cycle. Vote for me. I can definitely see myself saying that or hear myself saying that from years back. What's changed? I don't know. Maybe I've just become a big softy after all. Who knows? I mean, I can see your point of, you know, the only way to lose is to quit. But have you really lost? I don't think so. Really depends on the situation. There's some years where I just could not make it just for, call it writer's block. I just could not come up with something. I didn't like where things were going. I didn't think of recycling it. You know, it was just poor planning on my part. That reincorporated into the novel trick really, really saved my bacon that one time.
I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, I guess, because to be blunt, I could sit here and talk to you all night.
Well, yeah.
And I don't, while I think it would be entertaining for people, at least you would,
Yes, it would be very fun.
It would actually be completely off topic to my podcast, and I don't want to give my listeners that wonderful pleasure.
Oh, you're so thoughtful. So not what I am. But anyways, it's all good. No, I totally, that's
I've had no complaints. But I do want to ask this last kind of set of questions.
Yes.
If people are so completely entertained by you, as I think that they will be, as I always am, and you are willing to give this information, where can people find you out on the interwebs?
Oh, dear God. Well, I'm on Facebook. Facebook is a fun place where I think I'd say probably 70% of my friends I've never met in meet space. So, yeah, that's just my name, Carl Hubert. It's Carl with a K. If you do the DeviantArt thing, I have some old writings up on that, which are kind of comical, as a shock writer. Yeah, it's under Wendigo. That's probably it. I've probably said too much.
That's possible. Because now the police know where to find you. No, sorry.
They've known. Believe me, they drive by. We got our eye on you, bud. I'm like, hey.
So on your DeviantArt page, is that Wendigo with one eye or two eyes?
It is two eyes. Let me make sure that I didn't go all like Leak Computer Hacksaw and put a zero at the end like I do sometimes. Tread carefully in DeviantArt, kids. It can be a happy place, and it can be an incredibly scary place. Like anywhere on the internets. Wendigo. I've had an account there for years. I just never use it. I used it, never used it. I'm bad at keeping up with things. I don't even know where my one cousin lives anymore. It's so sad. Also, if for anyone listening in the northeastern Pennsylvania area, there is a group called the Musestruck Collective, which is an offshoot of a writer's group at the Game Chateau, which has a podcast. We just finished the second episode of the pod and video cast, I guess.
Ooh.
Yes. I'm not in that one because I was covering work that day for a coworker. Uh-huh. So he could go and treat his fiance to a lovely birthday. So I'm like, that's a good cause, man. I got your back. Which he was, they're kind of shocked at. They're like, usually you're not that nice. I'm like, well, you know, I understand. Plus, you know, she has the same name as my wife, so it's, you know, kind of a sentimental thing.
Aw.
Well, she spells it the same way too, which kind of shocked me. Only four Ooh. Letters. I was like, well, you sir are a man of taste. I will cover your day. So I did. But I was not able to be on the video podcast, which I was secretly thankful for, because my mom was fond of saying to me as a child, Carl, you have such a good face for radio. And I would say, oh, thanks, man. Oh, man, that's mean, Mom. She'd laugh and say something in German and hit me. No, I'm kidding. She's never hit me. Well, wait, she's been dead a while. I could say she hit me. Nah, she never hit me when I didn't deserve it. I'll say that. My psychological issues aside, you can find us on YouTube, believe it or not. If you look up Musestruck Collective, name of the show is Earn Your Rights, and rights is spelled W-R-I-T-E-S. I am in the first episode. I'm very, really restrained because I'm with people that I interact with in meet space, so I can't be as insane. Maybe we'll say that. Who knows? Yeah, that's pretty much where you can find my stuff.
Well, cool.
Oh, I'm sorry, not Earn Your Rights. It's Earning Your Rights. Episode 2 is up, and it has 27 views. That's it? Oh, my God. First one I'm in, and actually, Sarah is in the first one a little bit. For folks that are like, this Carl character sounds okay, but I really want to know what his wife sounds like, because she has to put up with that crazy a-hole. You, too, could hear her voice.
Cool. I'm going to...
Dance the Dance of Love.
You weren't supposed to tell people about that. I keep telling
you. This is what we do on Meepos. Wait, what?
It just occurred to me that most of the people I have on Facebook myself, in my real name Facebook, not my pseudonym Facebook, I actually have met in the meat space.
Wow. Yeah.
For a very long time, that was the requirement for people to get on my real name Facebook.
I am far, far less discerning. I don't know if it's a discernment thing or not. I had a lot of really messed up but funny as hell people. A lot of meme lords. Good God. Yeah, meme lords and posters. salt of the earth. Good people.
All right. So, Carl, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to me.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for the ask. And, yeah, man, anytime. Hit me up. We'll wrangle the dog and we can shoot the breeze for however long you want.
This makes me want to go back to actual podcasting, not just this limited series.
That's all right.
Because I miss you.
Well, if I miss you too, dude. Hey, nothing to stop you. It's like NaNoWriMo. You can do it.
There actually is something stopping me, and that's the time commitment it requires.
Hire an editor.
Which I'm being reminded of with this particular project.
Hire an editor. Hire a social media person. Wait.
Hiring people is
outside my
right. budgetary abilities at the moment. I have sold a grand total of one book. I'm not going to be able to pay editors on that money.
Oh. Oh,
thank you very much for stopping by. Your wisdom, I'm sure, is going to help ones of people.
Yes, dozens, even. Dozens of would-be writers going, I don't know if I should do this. What does this insane person in the Northeast have to say? Oh, aside from his blathering, he made some cogent arguments and statements. Good on him. His brain functioned.
Well, I was going to say tens of people. I really was going to say tens of people, but I'm not sure there's going to be that many people listening to this series.
Oh, we could change that. We could change that.
Well, I'm counting on the 4 or 5 people that I have interviews with to kind of repost at least their episodes. That'll get a few listeners, okay. I'm sure.
What I'll also do is I'll direct the my local writing group people. And there's a couple writing groups in this area here, which kind of floored me, to be honest. I knew very little about this area when I moved here. I thought it was just all coal mines and Arby's. But there's a lot more to Northeastern PA than coal mines and Arby's. There's a lot of pizza.
Also McDonald's and Burger King.
Dude, this place has some of the best pizza, I think, in the country. And I've eaten pizza from a lot of places, both here and outside of the area. But yeah, this place is awesome culinarily. And I had no idea as far as like an artsy, writey scene. Literary scene, I guess is the proper word. I'm going to blame that blip on the schnapps I just took a swig of because I grabbed the wrong bottle. I've been drinking water. Whoops. Luckily, I was like, when did I get blackberry seltzer water that's really alcoholic? Oh, that's schnapps, you moron. Woohoo.
Oh, that's time to start up another interview then.
Yeah.
Carl After Dark.
Oh, God.
I'm glad you're with me. I have my kitty here. He's massaging my nipples.
No, that's not good there. He tries, though. It's really weird, man. It's really weird. You got a purring cat on you. All of a sudden, it's like, what the hell are you doing? He's looking at you like, I love you, human. It's like, no, I love you too, but not like that, dude. Boundaries, my friend. Boundaries. Mama is still awake and can see us. It's terrible. Because, you know, it's not a good podcast unless there's some bestiality discussed. You know. Blaming the booze. Blaming the booze. Oh, yeah.
And at this point, I have no good segue to hit the stop button, so I'm just going to hit the stop button.
Oh, you know, you got to bring on the wall of silence, man. For old time's sakes.
No! You are muted. You are unmuted.
Wall of Unfortunately, silence. I don't have the mute wall anymore. Yeah. Oh, wait. Okay, let's... No, that would only mute me. Sorry.
We'll figure this out, damn it. Oh, man.
I'll fix it in post.
That's... And see? That's... Hollywood's gotten you, man. We'll fix it in post.
What? It's because I'm a writer, and we fix everything in editing.
That's... What's editing? Oh, it's that thing I never do. Haha, right.
All right. Yeah. I'm hitting the button.
Give me the button.
If you are on track for the 50,000 words, at the end of writing today, you should be at 26,667 words. Seriously, people, pat yourselves on the back. You have been doing so well. I don't care if you've been writing 100 words a day. I don't care if you've been writing 10,000 words a day. You've been doing a phenomenal job of just coming back every day and putting words to paper. If I had access to my Free Sounds Project library of audio clips, I would have some applause happening in the background right now. Unfortunately, I don't have access to that. But seriously, give yourself a great big old hand because you are just killing it. Thank you once again to Carl Hubert for taking the time out of your busy, busy day to chat with me about NaNoWriMo and all the other things we talked about. I gotta be honest with you, it made me want to regularly podcast again. And then I got to editing his interview, and I remembered why I stopped podcasting, because I don't like editing. Go figure. A writer who doesn't like editing. Huh. If you've got something that you would like to add to the discussion, please feel free to leave a comment in the show notes page of this episode. You can find the podcast at darrenblake.net. I want you to go ahead and keep writing. That's all. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons attribution license. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.